everyone. We are back on the air with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rambles.
Damn right. Next on the show, we have Noble.
Yo!
How you been?
Up and down, how about you?
Yeah. Life, it's like, you know, we're living in life, so can't say much more than that.
More like upside down.
3 ways from Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm ahead of you by hours, so yeah. Next on the show, we have Talon.
Yo, everyone, how's it going? Thanks for having me, Jolt. It's been a long time.
It has. Always, you know, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, great to be here again.
Mm-hmm. Next and last on the show, we have No Dragons, Please.
Hey, everybody.
So, I hear you're literally on fire.
Colorado's still on fire, so is California. And, you know, the air quality has been awful for like a month and a half at this point. So, you know, what's breathing? Who needs to breathe during the middle of a pandemic where you also can't breathe if you get it?
Hey, at least take solace in the fact that they haven't sent the bats out yet, or have they?
I have not seen the bats yet. Hope not to see them.
All right. You also needed our help down here to fight the fires, eh?
Yeah. It's really bad. It's really bad. I think technically both Colorado and California are having like the worst wildfires that they've had in like over 20 years or something like this. Yeah.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah. Hope you guys down there are okay.
Oh, well, the nice thing is I live basically in the highlands, so I don't really live in the mountains, and all the fires are on the western slope anyway, so eastern slope's fine. We're fine in Denver, except for, you know, just the constant, like, it almost looks like a fog, literally, every time you wake up. You're like, oh, there's fog. Oh, no, wait, just kidding. That's smoke.
Deja vu. At least you haven't seen it, like, you know, where ours, like, dude. The sky was literally red and everything, like, you felt like you were living in hell.
Yeah, I mean, it makes for a nice sunset, though. Like, it makes for a pretty sunset, like, when the sun starts to get lower and you're just like, oh, look at that, red sun, how pretty.
A few times I've gone out during the bushfires and I've seen nothing but ash raining down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there was literally one day that I stepped outside and, like, looked on my car and it was just, like, covered in pure ash. Like, I had to... So, you know, in Colorado, I'm used to, like, scraping off snow. I literally had to scrape ash off of my windshield so I could see.
Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. It's been a long time since I've actually seen wildfires batters on that side with you guys. It's something. It's something different, that side.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I must say, sometimes I may want... Yeah. But I guess that's... Yeah. Sometimes, you know, things might have to burn for it to get better.
Yeah, no, maybe we'll discover in like 3 or 4 weeks that the smoke has actually gotten rid of COVID for the areas that were suffering from it or something.
I think it would be right there if it helps us. Yeah, but I think at this point, you know what? It's fine because we're going to be doing a plenty of burning things down this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are, because we have to bring to you a very, very cursed episode this week. So brace yourselves for what is to come.
All right, guys. So our first article, this is something that I showed Jolt, and
right here.
This happened the day after our episode from last week.
Right now, here. So sure, let's imagine you have an anthem for a movement. What do you think it would sound like?
I mean, do you want me to go first? I got a good one. You guys know the March of the Empire, right?
Oh, yes, of course. That's a good one, though.
Yes.
That is totally BLM anywhere they decide is a bad place.
I don't know, man. I feel like that would be the police. Like, the police are the ones coming in, like, you know, bringing the law and order down, you know, stomping out them rebels.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, honestly, you know, if you wanted to make yourself look at least menacing or whatever, you'd put like a real, you know, a wartime marching song, wouldn't you? Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You would think,
yeah, you put Ride of the Valkyrie on. That's a classic.
No, but you know, instead, what we got, what the furries got, at least in this part of the world, in Portland, is this.
Oh.
No cock like horse cock. Okay, oh, no. Yeah, we are now officially, you know, explicit.
Oh my heavens.
So, for those of you listening who don't know, this is Pepper Coyote of the band Fox and Peppers, and this is a song called No Cock Like Horse Cock, which he performs regularly at conventions, and they played this song at a Black Lives Matter riot. They played this.
I don't know if this is a massive troll.
Joel, sorry. Would you like to read the quote down there? It says, I have about Pepper. This is what Pepper Coyote said about it.
Okay, he says, I have a fear about how he ended up there, he says. And he says, it's just a different audience like any musician has. And he thinks at the time, you know, only before that game was about to launch. And when Bad Dragon was looking for some way to do an unofficial item to promote their line of post-apocalyptic toys. What about the foil at the stake? Yeah. Go on.
They were like, what of the Fallout aesthetic that people like? Okay, so he's talking about the end of the world. But here's the thing. They played this song, No Cock Like Horse Cock, as they went up to the police. There's a whole video about this. You can actually see it. And
oh, yeah. This is it. This is it.
All right.
I'll actually pop this up on the Twitter.
All right. Check this out.
Oh, no.
It's so cursed.
Oh, I mean, just look at it. Imagine you're standing like this, right in, you know, right where, and there's, you know, police have been blocking off, and then this song starts playing. How do you react?
I'd personally react where the hell did I take a wrong turn, firstly, and where is the furry convention? That's my first reaction.
Right, so definitely wouldn't be appropriate.
Sorry, I just find this funny as all hell. I mean, they seriously.
Played... Oh no, it's this one. It's one down.
Oh, this so one, this played... one, this one.
That's it.
Yes, and you could, and in this clip itself, you can actually hear the song playing. Imagine,
I
don't like,
hear it on my end, so I don't like, think it's
dude,
going through the speakers.
If you were, you know, in Riot Police, you said, I didn't sign up for this shit.
And yeah, so I don't know if there's a furry who might be an Antifa. I mean, who else but furries would know about this song? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, you know, now more and more people know about the song because
now
it
they
appeared.
Do. So anyway, these Antifa Black Lives Matter terrorists, they were playing the No Cock Like Horse Cock song as they were approaching a building. Why? What is that, their anthem? What are they doing?
I feel like if they wanted to accompany this, I feel like they should honestly try and live out Saints Row the Third in real life if they want to do this.
You know, at this point, let's just do Fallout 76, you know, awful launch and all.
Yeah.
Oh, can you go back to that article? Because Pepper actually tweeted his exact response to it, which I think is very telling of who this person is as an individual.
Yeah, look at this. Let it be known, okay. My song may be blasted to support pro-BLM anti-police brutality purposes. I give permission. Because sometimes they cover up the LRAD announcements.
Yeah, bonus points if it's played over an LRAD announcement. So basically, wow. So he's like, oh, I'm so happy. I give my support. You can use... Wow. This guy's bonkers. How?
I just wonder what... Do these people not realize they can lose?
So,
it's like, yeah, I give my support, but what happens if their side loses?
So,
it's one of those things that'll never end. No. But go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, so it's like one of those things where, like, you know, how when BLM started gaining traction again, after the George Floyd stuff, literally every company and their mother and their dog. Like, every company and everyone just was like, oh, yeah, we support this because it's about getting people to spend the money on you. So I'm sure, like, is this thing on Spotify? Is it, if it's on Spotify, I'm sure if a whole bunch of people play it, he probably gets some, you know, pittance of amount of money.
Oh, yeah,
because it's
does.
Spotify. It,
yeah,
because it's Spotify, but yeah, so. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe he's just riding the trend or something. Who knows?
I don't know.
Making just, a comment like that could... Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Making a comment like that could bite you in the ass later on down the track.
Well,
that's
yeah.
exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. What happens when they lose? What happens when they lose and these things are starting to be used against them? Because I think we've
all seen
what happens.
Here is the thing. You guys make a good point, because that song, for whatever purpose it is and whatever it has appeared on, will forever be known as Pepper Coyote's legacy.
Yeah,
in the annals of history.
Exactly, that's my point. Because, and let's be real, people only remember you for your legacy. They don't remember you for all the things you've done in your life. You'll forever be known as the horse cock guys. The horse cock song.
Let's just say, like, you know, these down the line, like the next generation of kids basically goes to high school and, you know, opens up this American history textbook. You know, and then they find this.
Yes, the valiant protesters valiantly praised no cock like horse cock as they marched upon the buildings for their freedoms.
Yeah.
Revisionist history right there.
Okay, well, I can appreciate for the meme value. Because let's be all, they're all a bunch of
wrong. You know this.
Yeah.
If I were
it's done
movie,
wrong,
I'd
but it's done so wrong that it's funny. If it's done so wrong that it's actually funny, that's my entire point. It's done so wrong that there is no possible way this can ever be seen as a good thing, except for the people who are there.
Okay, no, but here's another larger problem, though. You know, Pepper Coyote is pretty well known in the fandom. And if he's praising this, he's praising the Black Lives Matter terrorists, he's part of the problem. He's just another SJW.
Our supposed, like, SJW. Because you can say basically anything you want on the internet.
Yeah.
Man, I find it sad. People are be like, wow, Pepper Coyote song against the police? Evil, evil, bad? Wow! They're stupid.
And this is why, you know, you do not... Just,
like,
it could again. I say it could have been worse. Imagine if this, if you know, if they actually brought out like all the loud, you know, loudspeakers and so off blaring this shit.
Well, they were playing.
I would have loved that.
Okay, imagine if the Proud Boys wore like the Raiders armbands. What if that happened? Actually, no,
well, I mean, I guess it's similar to, like, imagine if people bought my shirts and then wore them to something I didn't really support.
Yeah, like,
if yeah, exactly.
To, like, some eco protests or something.
I really love the environment.
Me too.
The only thing is, I'm not gonna fault the guy for, you know, say, no, I support this, I support that. You know what? Everyone has their bloody opinion. Everyone has their bloody opinion. I have a problem when you say you can't have your opinion. That's
I didn't
when
say
I start
that.
Stupid. Yeah, no, I know. I'm not talking about you, but that's the biggest problem I have with this whole left versus right thing. It's a bunch of bloody nonsense. Come on, we're a bunch of furries. We hear from very expensive.
Yeah,
furries.
That's... yeah, not no, you know. Not
how that. Can anyone take us seriously? How can anyone take us?
One sec. All right, hey, just for a couple of, saying hi to people. Hi, Ice Cube soon. Not, you know, been a while. Hey, Shabernigdo, also. Yeah, bunch of homos we are. But, I think if we're going to do this, like, I think the next natural evolution, if they carry on with this, is to actually go and march down, you know, for BLM in their fursuits.
You know what? Well, honestly, that would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys seen the Pride parades? Like, there are furries that go to Pride parades in a suit. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, but imagine, yeah, but you know, freaking squaring up against riot police and so on, you know. How? God.
Oh, boy.
So I wonder how many riot police just wouldn't be able to, like, do anything. Like, they'd just be on the ground laughing. Police furs.
No.
You know, those police furs that wear, like, body armor and stuff? Like, what if they were clashing against, the BLM furs? Could you imagine, like, fighting in the streets?
What if we just have all-out fur fair?
Well, you know, a big, massive, you know, battle arena of nothing but fursuits and, you know, all every other single thing you can think of. Oh, it just.
In other news, Activision just announced its newest game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Cold War.
Come on.
That's going to be a group. I'm not playing any more Call of Duty games, you know. It's just another Call of Duty, you know. I lost interest in Call of Duty after Ghost.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I somewhat feel like I should go out and try and sell tiki torches to all those BLM protesters.
No, actually, no. If you do that, they're going to use them to burn down buildings.
Yeah.
But the irony would be worth it.
Just got to figure out what to use as a fuel source, though. It's got to be something that's replenishable.
Replenishable?
Yes!
Do you want a replenishable fuel source? Because...
No. Here's the thing. If you use soy as fuel, who's gonna fizzle out first? The tiki torch or the soy boy?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's actually a good one.
I mean, at this point, we might as well just figure out how to convert all the salt from League of Legends players into like a renewable energy source, and then we would never have problems with energy ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I alone would power a small town.
I don't know. You know, I think at this point, you know, if we had a salt mine that just, yeah, dude.
I mean,
salt energy is the way of the future.
At this point, if we could figure out how to do salt energy, like the United States would probably power the world like three times over at this point.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, I think we should probably move on to the next topic.
Yeah, you're right.
it has because considering you know it's yeah, you're right. It's good. It was good while it had its course, but you know, I guess that's what furries may be remembered for in the worst case.
Yeah. That we're batshit fucking crazy?
No, maybe, you know, let's just say, you know, furry musicians shouldn't be using their stingers for, you know, for assemblies. Musicians should not be making their songs for assemblies.
I feel like at this point we should just find a way to conquer the world.
And then where's the problem?
Didn't we already do that?
Conquer the world and make the world put a fursuit on.
Yeah. I support that. If you vote for me for president, I'll support that message.
Vote Talon for president. He will promise everyone their own fursuit.
I'll make fursuit mandatory.
And
I'll make August 7th National Purple Squirrel Day.
Now that's a campaign I can get behind.
Yeah.
Talon 2020.
Yeah, Talon 2020, people. Trump had his turn. He didn't deliver us the furry. He never delivered our O's.
Yeah, where Trump failed, Talon will pick up the slack.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're moving on to the next couple topics. Did you guys know that there are some new furry websites out there?
We've got some new furry art hubs popping up, but are they really any good? Like, as of, you know, it's
question.
Been, yeah, as of, like, we've only been made aware of this in the past week or so, it's, yeah, and what we have, like, in the first case example, we have a new site called Furry Life Online, I'll show you, that has just popped up.
Oh, boy.
So I gotta say, this website looks pretty clean. You know, the layout's okay. This looks like it's doing its own thing, kind of like Furfinity.
Is that a Flareon in a scarf? That's a Flareon in a scarf.
It is.
So cute.
So it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a niche for that sort of thing. Most definitely, Anthropomorphs from Pokemon, etc. You know, it's clean. It's cleanly laid out. Galleries, literature, music, forums, live streams. Well,
there's one
out.
Sketchy thing though that I don't really understand. Go to the store section for a second.
Store gift cards.
Gift
okay.
cards. Yeah, they only sell gift cards to what?
Subscriptions. Well,
that's a million-dollar question.
What exactly are these gift cards for?
Help Furry on Life Online by supporting us and get a unique username color. $3 per month.
Okay. But, so, is this a paid subscription? Like, what are they, like, what do you use these gift
it's
cards
like,
for?
It's almost like, you know, when services like Discord have their Nitro service that, you know, that give you that sort of perk. So,
I don't know.
That sense, yeah. Like, Discord Nitro entitles you to some extra goodies, but That's really kind of all it is, isn't it?
And then may I point your attention to the right-hand corner under the announcements.
All right. First and foremost, Black Lives Matter.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Joe, do me a favor. Scroll back down to the rules section. Section 1....
Terms of service?
Yeah, the rules section.
Let's look at the terms of service, eh?
Yeah. No. It's. I think it's the. Yeah. I can't remember on which tab it was. I think it was the terms of service. It's the very bottom.
All right. Very bottom. First, let's see what the Black Lives Matter statement actually is.
I have a look at the terms of service. Terms of service is just.
Yeah, because this is a bit relevant, and you'll understand why the Black Lives Matter is there.
That's
the part I screenshot for you earlier, Jolt.
Right. Before we do that, though, let's read the whole Black Lives Matter who do that, and then... Yeah. So we we stand united with the communities around the nation and around the world, stating unequivocally that Black Lives Matter. As such, you have made donations to bail bond funds and to the AIM Interpretive Center at the behest of Northside Health Services. We know that we couldn't give much. We are still a small community that know that we're with you. Furthermore, we'd like to add that we encourage and promote art, writing, music, or any other forms of media that promote anti-fascism ideals. Fascism does not belong in society,
okay.
Nor in part, nor in whole. Same can be said for white supremacy. We cannot tolerate intolerance, ever.
So they promote Antifa, and they actively are funding Black Lives Matter. Wow. Isn't that illegal?
You know, and then look at this. All the names of the, you know, all the names of all those, you know, these African Americans that have been killed by police and so forth. I swear, one of these people on staff may become the next Brenton Tarrant who basically scroll each of their names on a gun and kill white people.
You know, like 99% of those are just violent criminals that defied orders.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all
it
of
that.
Them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. So this website, yeah, it might look nice and everything, but there's some dark stuff going on behind the scenes here.
But then again, you can't just have a furry website anymore that just hosts furry websites and not care about politics.
Of course
they
not,
shouldn't.
Because we have to put politics in absolutely everything.
If you don't slap politics on it, it doesn't mean anything, which is a complete...
You know, I actually had a fight with someone the other day about the politics of alcohol. Whiskey was made by black people. And during the American... I'm not even fucking American. Why do I care about what the Americans did? That's why I don't understand it. Everything has to be political these days. You can't even have a good old-fashioned whiskey without having to fight about politics.
Well, here's the thing. I'm wondering, what the hell does Black Lives Matter terrorists have to do with furries? Oh, I'm sorry. The whole horsecock thing. I guess that's their theme song now. Mm. But
probably because there's a number of furries in the group.
That's Why? How brainwashed do you have to be? How stupid? How many, like, Twitter profiles have you seen? Like, you know, such and such wolf and BLM with a little fist on it. It's like, do you morons even know what you're talking about?
For my sanity, I stay off Twitter.
Exactly.
You are smart in doing that. So, actually,
trolls are inviting to compare.
I actually had this conversation with someone about why nothing is getting done with the BLM organization. And it's because right now they're just like stomping around like a bunch of like spoiled brats who don't even have a redress of grievances, and they're just like destroying property. Like, they're basically acting however they want without saying like this is the solution.
Oh, they have a list of demands though. They want to defund the police and destroy the family and promote Marxism.
Yeah. See, but that's not good demands.
No, it's
like,
not. So why like, would support that? Why would anyone support that?
What if the BLM organization were to just, I don't know, say everyone gets treated as if they're just a regular person? Like,
hey, well, that would be all Lives Matter. Look, if they wanted to address the black on black crime in places like Chicago or Detroit,
guys,
that would
yeah.
be great. You know, fund the schools, you know, help out the community. Don't be attacking
right.
white people and crapping on the cops. Like, what are you doing? Don't burn down cities.
Are just destroying businesses. Like,
yeah,
that does nothing. It actually just puts our economy worse, which honestly just hurts the people that they're trying to help.
Yeah, but yeah. But
looking
guys,
at this website, it's like a Facebook or Twitter or some kind of social media, primarily for furries.
It reminds me of like a furry DeviantArt, like in the early days. You guys remember early day DeviantArt?
Oh yeah,
I miss
like badly
those
laid
days.
Out
I mean,
and
like,
you know,
yeah,
badly
Plugs
laid out
and
just shrunk, you know. So let's have a look. Okay, hang on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's
have a look at the gallery section of how they designed it, eh? Yeah, so, again, albums, like, but in DeviantArt's front page, if you compare and contrast, you just get thrown over a slew of new artworks if you pop up DeviantArt.com in the front page.
Mm-hmm.
This, though, well, let's just say everything seems to be, you know, overly kind of compartmentalized and so forth, but...
Oh, and one of the rules of this website, if you guys didn't realize, you have to be 13 plus, and it's completely... Oh, no, this one isn't SFW, I think. I know the other one is Anthrodux, which we'll talk about in a second. But yeah, so FLO is... you have to be 13 to be on here. Which, I guess, makes sense.
Well,
I mean,
they
do that with most websites, you know, they claim to be 13 plus, but then again, you know, thing of trust, isn't it?
You know
that also
is to like get across like COPPA violations and stuff like that stuff that was made in the 90s where they defined basically anyone above 13 is okay to surf the internet without like you know without having their data compromised and stuff like that you know blah blah blah.
All right, so we're gonna take a look at the you know at this policy that they have on regarding quote unquote hate groups on furry life online. Then they say, we know there have been a great deal of concern shared among the user base on the forums that we want to make sure you know that they're making them safe. We have updated our content upload policy, generally prohibited content and behavior. 1. Any media which promotes, glorifies, encourages, or in any way puts forth in a positive light, and includes, but is not limited to, terrorism, illegal acts, hate speech, hate groups, such as the KKK, Nazism, fascism, authoritarianism, alt-right, QAnon, All Lives Matter, Back the Blue, Kekistan, etc.
Back the Blue? Are you fucking kidding me?
I remember
That's
they banned them.
All Lives Matter? Wow, dude. Fuck this website. Wow.
They're also anti-Trump.
Obviously, it follows on. That's a logical conclusion.
You can't support All Lives Matter. QAnon? Really? Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
The meme. I'm surprised Covfefe isn't on there.
Well, why
so,
are they, you know, condemning terrorism like Black Lives Matter or Antifa? What about those people?
It really is just rich when they, you know, look at one side of terrorism and the other. It's just that one, you know. What that
you
is.
Might
a Gab version for furries.
Yeah, you might say it's very American to look at one side and not the other.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
I actually get that reference. I get that reference, but out of respect for the Americans here, I'm not going to repeat it.
Americans have no respect whatsoever, so Talon, basically,
yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. This unfortunately, Aviator is a friend of mine, and I don't want to make him angry.
And I think I understand to all of our Americans, it's a kind of general.
I understand American exceptionalism. Obviously, we're the best country in the world, and fuck the entire planet, you know, besides us. So.
It's honestly, you should be, you know, you should have that Red Bull thing on your wall every single time.
Also, to clarify, it's an American just making fun of Americans, so.
Oh, I know, yeah.
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 Don't worry, I love my apple pie and freedom as much as the next person, too, so.
Yeah. So, otherwise, we got another thing that we'll address that's also from a Love Alive comment. Askitoon says, from what I've been told, Furry Life Online has some communist staff as well. In the back, so we'll take a look at the staff section of the website.
Oh wow, I'm 0% surprised by that.
Administrators, Ventus, staff team leaders, okay.
Oh, Dio, okay. Taz, Devil, bro.
Site staff.
What?
Dio's on here.
Oh, right. I remember them. Mom
said, that makes sense.
Oh,
fuck this website twice.
Now, they'll enjoy that.
Oh, I bet you
will. Let them enjoy their little place of heaven. I'm pretty sure in a few months there's going to be a controversy with it again, like always is.
How the hell do these...
So I guess that rules out that, you know, yours truly trying to set up shop on Furry Life Online.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. With Dio there, are you kidding me? She's going to ban us just for existing.
I try to set up there, I probably won't last maybe an hour.
I don't know, you know... I bet you there's always people who have no lives, you know, trying to look at, you know, throughout in house. They're probably, you know, they'll probably give us the yeet.
Oh yeah. Thankfully I'm not on any furry websites. I have no interest in furry websites.
That's good.
I have my own setup that I use now. That I share my stuff with. It get out there. That's the least I can ask for. It gets out there.
I had a DeviantArt, but like ever since they changed their format, like from green to whatever the heck they have now, I haven't been on it.
I haven't been on DeviantArt in a long time, and the only reason I was on it in the first place was because I was dating an artist for a small period of time in my life.
Okay.
I lost hope in the website when they brought out that stupid llama thing.
Oh yeah, what was that about?
Basically, it's a sticker. That's it.
Oh, I know, that was weird though. Oh shit, I remember that. Ah, oh, man,
but
I haven't been on them so long.
When it did actually come out, there were a couple of artists who had an issue with it because they would see like, oh my god, I have about 3,000 messages, and they go on there to find nothing but llamas, 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 and llamas, and no actual comments from commissioners or anything. No commission requests.
Yeah, it ended up becoming like a spam.
I used to have, you know, hidden, you know, an old-timey DeviantArt account, and yeah. Let's just say, you know, I pretty much did, you know, kind of tangentially lose interest. I saw the llama bit, and then, yeah.
I showed DeviantArt to someone in real life, and they're like, oh my god! They brought up some, well, let's just say it was not safe for work picture. Publicly shown, mind you, not...
Don't you have to be logged in to see that stuff?
Well, my guess is someone didn't actually put it as adult.
Oh, they just threw it out there and it got past the censors?
Yep.
Oopsie.
Yeah, that stuff happens. Ugh. As for the site itself, I say let them keep it. Let them have their safe spaces. Let them have their... whatever the hell they want. As long as they don't mess with me, I'm a happy little chappy.
Yeah,
and at some point, there's going
to
be a group that comes up. There's going to be a group at some point that are going to go after them, just like they did with Fur Affinity or DeviantArt. You know, the sites generally just pop off for a bit.
I think we can leave that to 4chan to do the whole trolling business. So we might see a repeat of 2007.
Oh, yeah.
Some popcorn. Just watch it unload.
I mean, yeah, remember those were the years, you know, the 2007s were the years where tourists got trolled nonstop by the chants. And,
yeah, I remember that. I was one of them back then.
Ah, yes. Yes, the great furries versus the chants.
Remember furries versus gamers? That whole thing?
That's basically, the furries versus gamers thing seems to be nothing but a TikTok satire series. That
wasn't that so funny, though? Oh, that was cool. The Nerf gun wars and crap. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, was cool, though. It's just Sammy taking the piss out of thing on like TikTok banter.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's at least, you know, that's at least something I can get behind. Yeah, but the Chan trolling, yeah, I think I'm going to side with the Chans on this one.
Yeah, the Chans, you don't fuck with the Chans. Ugh, they were perfect back then. Lately, I don't know. They are a bit, yeah.
Everywhere's a bit, yeah.
I don't think like
there's not a single site I can go to where I'm just like, wow, this feels like the internet culture of 2010. No, it's just all politicized bulls crap.
Yeah, that's my problem with everything. That's honestly my problem with everything these days. Everything is just, yeah, do this, do that. Nothing.
Like,
is...
literally the only way I can get away from the politicized bullcrap is to go hiking and just be, like, alone. Like,
I feel ya.
I have to go away from people.
Yeah, right? Just on
to not have politicized bullcrap. And I can't even go hiking now because every place is on fire.
Well, not to mention you have the whole kung flu shit happening, too, so...
Yeah, that's
true. Achoo.
I'm actually less nervous about that than like getting to the top of mountain and then like looking on the other side and be like, oh, there's a fire. How do I get down?
Yeah.
I know how you, and I think welcome to how we felt like during the bushfires down here in Australia in December.
Yeah.
Joel, was there another website you wanted to talk about regarding hidden social justice warriors and those bloody BLM protesters? Well, no, BLM terrorists, sorry.
No, I think that was the one. That new furry art hub seemed to be the one. It just that's what everyone's been talking about, so you know. Here we are.
There is another one though, called Anthrodex. I just wanted to bring this up briefly because one of my friends told me.
I tried to have a look at it. It seemed to have been, you know.
It seems to be a lot better than FLO. I'm just saying. A lot of my friends are on it, they recommend it, so I really don't know much about it. I don't have an account.
But I'm not sure if here's the thing, I'm not sure if it's alive. If it is, then you know.
If it's what?
If it's alive or not. Like you could type in, you know, let's say we type into Google search Anthrodex. I'm not sure if it's alive or not.
Yeah, it is. It's like a new site. But I'm not going to get an account on there yet. I mean, I have to do some more research before I figure out what's going on with it.
So, if anyone wants to go back to the good old days of the internet, you could always check out the VCL art website.
Yeah, that was before its time and old stuff, eh?
I might give it a look. I'm not really too keen on internet culture and anything anymore because, honestly, it's just a hopposh of retards these days.
At this point you're right, like, you know, you guys were right, let's real world escapism is where it's at.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, like, anywhere on the internet you either deal with Karens or you deal with overly anxious SJWs. Like, there's no in between anymore.
And yet there are those few pockets of sanity, semi-sanity.
Yeah.
And that is what we call the furry raiders.
Hell yes.
Ha! Unfortunately, we have the land train coming right through our brick wall.
The land what?
Land train. So basically a giant-ass truck.
Ah.
Oh, things like FLO that are hiring literal communists like Dio. I mean, that's pretty messed up.
Alright, so I guess that's pretty much that, though. Again, you probably shouldn't put your hopes on that website just to round that out, but yeah. So, the next item that we have covered has to do with the collapsing of Weeb stuff. And I want to preface this by saying, in the most relevant way, Weeb lives matter.
Weeb lives matter. Yes, weeb lives matter. For any of you guys who didn't know, I used to be a weeb. And a pretty big one. I still collect anime every now and then. Not as much as I used to, but yeah, I used to be pretty deep into the weeb culture. So it really breaks my heart to see what it's become.
Right. Now, first of all, you know, Toonami, one of, you know, the bigger distributors of, you know, of anime, at least, you know, in the Western nations, they're part of Cartoon Network's thing, too. So I guess, you know, if you put two and two together with the current state of Cartoon Network, then, yeah, what you get is a pretty bleak picture.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely bleak. It's horrendous.
Because right now, what they have done, what Toonami has done, is put out a new advertisement on, yeah, on this speech using their mascot, Tom.
Yeah.
And if you actually, Bob, you know, listen to it, they, it's just, no, it's, it just seems so jarring too when they, especially when they, when in that ad they mentioned, you know, if, and they actually alienated their customer base by saying, you know, if this is not why you came to watch Toonami, think again.
Dude, yeah.
This is not how you PR.
Yeah, no,
this
I mean.
Is not how you PR. This is how you fail a PR.
I saw this live, and I was like sitting there. I saw it live. It aired before any of the other shows aired, of course. And then just sitting there, and I'm listening to this, and I'm like, this is bad. Like, this is bad PR. Like, okay, I get you want to, like, be a part of the trend that's going on so that, you know, you get more woke weebs instead of I guess, whatever, the degenerate, apparently, the rest of us weebs are, supposedly, according to Toonami.
Okay, but this is on Cartoon Network. What kid who's, like, you know, 13, 14, who wants to see this bullshit?
I think the point is to jam it down... children's throats so that they grow up with the ideals.
So you want to know the irony of this? People criticize religion for jamming shit down people's throats, but what are all these movements literally doing to kids?
Well, this is like a new religion, identitarianism.
Like, people want to criticize religions, or like families for shoving stuff down people's throats, and then what, like, literally go around and is like, no, we're gonna jam this down your throat now. It's just stupid to me.
I absolutely agree with you there. And that is why I absolutely do not care about politics. I don't care about your black lives or your white lives or whatever the hell lives you have. I don't care about that. All I care about is being a furry, being me.
And being, you know, yeah, heck, even, what's, you know, being a weeb that doesn't involve politics.
I mean, for me, all I literally care about is, like, being able to live and being a genuinely good person. Like, that's it.
Well, as an anime fan myself, the idea about going onto anime or to watch something anime or to play, it's
anime
not
games even. Heck.
To keep going through the stupid politics. I just want to focus on the actual show.
But here's
the worst part is, all right, these companies are actually trying to destroy the actual anime made in Japan.
And Japanese values are not, you know, are not aligned with these Western values.
Exactly.
That's true.
They're trying to destroy a person of color culture. Aren't they culturally appropriating now? That's my question.
Japan's not gonna have any of it.
No, Japan isn't. They honestly said fuck off. Especially with the Yuzuki-chan. Oh, I just love that. I love that show, actually. It's a great show.
I'd love it if you, you know, just recommended that to me. Like, that could be on my short list.
Oh, I can give you a bunch of it, but I'm gonna send you the furry ones first. I wanna see you start drooling over a big kitty daddy.
Yeah. Oof. Oh wait. There's a comment.
No, you want me to pick a V-Star's waifu?
No, don't do this again. Don't do this again, please.
V-Star's on Toonami.
No. Leave it on Netflix. No. Please no. No.
I don't
want my wholesome and unwholesome B stars to be put onto Toonami, please.
I think they're going to be put on Toonami.
No, I would actually be okay if they put Beastars and Brandy Animal on Adult Swim.
Yeah, no way they would.
Never say that.
I mean, it's a little bit too adult for Adult Swim.
Can the SJWs just like stay away from my Juno lady for like a little bit longer? Like, take Haru and criticize her all you want, but Juno, leave Juno alone. Come on.
I don't know. Man, like,
this is never gonna be over. The problem is they try to invade everything, destroy it, and then move on to the next thing after everything is destroyed, because then it's no more fun.
I get it. The Japanese are rightly worried too that their animes are being like this, and they're being faced slogged with all this unnecessary stuff. Yeah. Politically.
So I don't know how familiar both of you are with the United States politics, but every 4 years, SJW movements get picked up, and then the election is finished, and then all of a sudden it gets quiet. It gets real freaking quiet.
Yeah, like the hippies.
Yeah. Like, so the last time this happened was before Trump was in office, and they were going for, being like da-da-da-da. And then it was with Obama, and then it was with Bush. It's literally every 4 years, all of this starts rising again. And
oh,
then...
no, I'm sorry. I thought you said 40 years.
No, four.
Oh, every 4 years? No, well, I mean, every 40 years something crazy happens. Like,
there's
going on now. Then you had the civil rights movement, the hippies and stuff. And then before that, you had the suffrage movement in the 1920s. And then before that, it's all different. Every 40 years something happens. Every 4 years, though, there's a different election.
I don't know. Are we sensing a pattern here?
Yeah,
I have literally been telling everyone that the media and politicians are just trying to split people up so that votes go to the people they want them to, and then they don't care. They don't care. They don't give a shit. Literally, afterwards, it doesn't matter.
That's pretty much the real world in a nutshell at this point.
Yeah, that's the real world in a nutshell.
So, my question is, what's going to happen with Toonami in the long term? I mean, what happens if people stop watching, or do they start complaining that
Toonami gets canned again? That's basically what'll happen.
If the first thing they did was do this, I think the next logical step they're going to take is to double down on said wokeness. And yeah, I think.
Well, there's a difference between the NBA going woke and the audience not wanting to actually go to their games and watch. But then this is also a channel that kids watch. So I don't think the kids are necessarily going to care because they don't really know what's going on. They're like, oh, I just want to watch anime.
Honestly, I think the whole don't put it in kid shows is a bit hypocritical. Honestly, I'm going to take a bit of a devil's advocate stance here, because let's be real. Religion put their stuff in kid shows. Politicians put their stuff in kid shows. That's the point of kid shows. They try to teach kids life lessons. It's all
not
about
like
the creator.
This is a different type of
religion.
All right. It's been done a million times. This is something new. So the whole outrage thing for me is a bunch of it's hypocritical. Especially from the right. That's what I'm saying. It's not something new. It's hypocritical that the outrage is happening now and say, oh, but they're shoving it into kid shows. How many kid shows are there of... It is. It's exactly the same, because how many religion shows are on TV right now?
Nah, that's how many not... Religion shows maybe back are in like on... the 80s and like before that, there was like a lot of that kind of stuff going on, but not now. Not now. Now it's all about social justice, and that's really what's sickening.
Now, I just think it's a bit hypocritical because it's been done everywhere. So why does one group get preference over the other?
On my side of things, is I don't think either group should have preference. I think it's hypocritical for you to base a bunch of stuff. Like, in general, SJWs complain about religion because it gets shoved down people's throats.
Yeah.
So I think it's hypocritical to then take your ideals and shove them down people's throats when you're literally criticizing the other side for doing that exact same thing.
Yeah, but remember, we're talking about hypocritical people in general. On this issue, everyone is hypocritical because everyone wants their side to be shoved down people's throats, but they complain about the other side. This is my point. Everyone is fucking hypocritical about this one. This is why this is a non-issue for me. When people bring this up, and just like, fuck. It's one of those points where the pot is calling the kettle black.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
why is Toonami doing this though? Like, okay, really think about it though. Why is a kids programming show that just shows like, you know, anime and Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff?
They're trying to score an audience. Why
are you supporting a movement?
Why? Maybe because Arthur did it.
I think they're doing it because Cartoon Network as a whole is supporting the movement, so probably.
So I think you know they're having this discussion at the head office that says, "Hey, Toonami, now that we're doing this, we want you to, you know, follow our lead."
Yeah. I honestly think that it generally comes from the top. It's not that the people who air the shows actually believe in it, you know? I just think it's coming from the top. Because a sister parent always gets the flag, but a lot of people forget that all of that stuff actually comes straight from the top.
So I guess, yeah, you're right. I guess at this point, though, if we want our, you know, if you want our weeb stuff, we're going to have to, you know.
Yeah,
otherwise, we're going to have to return to the ways of, you know, of those shonky anime sites. And I'm not talking about Crunchyroll.
Return to the good old days of YouTube, Naruto Shippuden episode 121, part 1 of 3 mirrored.
With subbing.
Gunsmith Cats.
Now I love those days. Oh, I love those days,
dude. I was actually big into using Aries to download Naruto with subs.
Yeah,
back in like the early 2000s.
I did it still a few years ago, just before I started collecting stuff. Actually, I did it for a long time. I love my subs.
Yeah, and then I just kind of lost interest in Naruto when we saw when my TV network down here in Australia in 2007 started airing the English one.
Yeah.
Oh, that killed it for me.
So my general rule of anime is if I've introduced to it dubbed, I must finish it dubbed. If I'm introduced to it subbed, I must finish it subbed.
Yeah, that's a general rule for me as well. I generally avoid the dubs because sometimes a second season comes out and they don't dub it again. Or the voice actors for the dubs change.
Or it just takes them 5 years to finally dub it.
Yeah, I don't like it. That's why I generally just watch an anime in Japanese. Well, most of my anime are actually Japanese, not English. Not English. I generally hate English versions of the animes.
Hey, believe me, if there was a way that I could get on Netflix and watch Seven Deadly Sins subbed as opposed to dubbed, I totally would. But they just don't offer that here.
Yeah, no, I get you. It's not ideal, but yeah.
So I have to wonder if the whole going woke on Toonami is going to backfire like it did with Gillette.
Very, it will. It's just going to cause them to lose. You know?
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
People will find alternate anime avenues to get their anime fix.
Because I feel like no company has realized this, but literally after they take a stance on a political movement, all of a sudden people stop buying stuff from them. Even if they believe in the movement, the people are just sick of hearing about it. So they're like, no, I'm not going to buy something where I have to hear about this 20 times over again.
Oh, I know. That's, the thing is, like, what happened with Gillette was they were hating on men. What's going on with Toonami is they're promoting terrorism. So that's a major difference right there.
Hey, I mean, like I said, I support the concept of Black Lives Matter. I don't support the organization at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if you come to me and say, hey, listen, shit's getting out of hand here. We need a bit of reform. Sure, all right, I'll stand by you. No problem. I stand by. I'd even stand amongst you the street. But when you start telling me, no, we have to start hurting people
to get our start messages, destroying stuff, or start actively going over someone who doesn't look like us. Oh, wait. Hold up. They're doing the exact same thing they're accusing everyone else of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's called racism.
I'm just tired of this whole them versus us mentality. Honestly, if you want to be against me, be against me. Just stay out of my way. Just stay out of my way. So go,
what I feel like a lot of people don't understand is that it's a very gray world. There is no for or against something. There are parts of something you can appreciate that, and then there are parts of it, the same thing, that you cannot appreciate. And that's just called being a human being who has thought and reasoning and stuff like that.
So hold on a minute. Toonami went belly up before?
So Toonami got canned in favor of Adult Swim completely, like back in 2012. Like, I think that was the last time that Toonami aired. And then like 2 years ago, they brought Toonami back.
Right. That would explain why I saw it as a kid, but all of a sudden I couldn't watch it anymore. And it was just Adult Swim. Right.
Yeah.
Considering that time my family wasn't paying for satellite television, and we found some rather nice person at a fair.
Yeah, so Toonami stopped and then it came back up. And the main thing that made it come back was like basically Samurai Jack season 5, like the finishing of Samurai Jack.
Seriously, Samurai Jack brought Toonami back? Wow.
Oh yeah, it would. Of course it would. Dude, Samurai Jack was awesome.
I am not disagreeing with you on that, but the fact that it brought back Toonami is just a bit of a shock.
Yeah, so literally Toonami like had like two anime, like during when they were starting to come back, they had like, it was a very small segment. It wasn't all of Saturday. And so that small segment, it kept Samurai, like it was the Samurai Jack showing, and then it was like Dragon Ball Z, and then like Naruto. And that was it. And then it went back to Adult Swim. But now Toonami has the whole Saturday, pretty much.
I have to wonder how the voice actor feels about all of this.
I don't know. I don't think they're really involved in any of the other decisions, though.
Which you gotta remember, though. The voice is the robot.
This was apparently also directed. You know, I'll show you the director's statement of all of this. It's just, you would think what's going on in their mind is one thing, but I will show you what went on in the director's DeMarco, what he said. And he says this. DeMarco gave us the background. This piece came together because a group of Toonami staff came to me and asked, are we going to address this clearly? I agreed with them and that we should. This piece was produced, co-written, and edited by our Black staff members.
Die.
What?
It doesn't surprise me. And you know what?
Now, it's just who's the real racist here? Why are they catering to their black staff members? Why do they have to give their
I don't
race?
Think they understand how, they say, you know.
No, but like, why can't they just say our most talented members, our most gifted, our greatest, you know, something like that. Why do they have to use our black staff? Why do they use
literally could have just said fellow staff members. Like, that's a pretty unanimous term.
That's a pretty, you know, our fellow folks at Toonami. If race is the new verboten word,
our fellow playable folk.
Yes.
No, like I don't care what race you are, as long as you're good at your job. Like, why don't they?
I think
value that.
Here's the thing. I think they're so detached from reality that they don't understand. You know, why do companies do? You know, look at statistics. Why do they do like all this demographic research? Like who? You know, so-and-so, which is the biggest demographic that watches your show? They didn't do that, you know?
I mean, I guess the demographic-wise, I wouldn't go by race. I would just go by age, right? Like,
right.
If your channel, like a TV show, you know, like, what programs are appropriate for, like, what ages?
And also, like, the age, you know, why do you think, like, the 9 o'clock show is popular with stay-at-home moms and so on?
Exactly. I mean, why do you think Murder, She Wrote is popular with my grandma? You know, it's not going to be... I'm just saying, like, You know, it's not like, oh, well, you know, black people, our wonderful black staff. Like, why do they have to mention it like that? That just makes them look petty.
No, no, it makes them sound racist while trying not to sound racist.
You're right. Exactly my point. Yes, good point. You're right. It does. Like, who talks like that? Oh, I'm so proud of my black staff. Look at them. They're doing such a good job. That's like demeaning.
Yeah, I mean, that 100% is like...
That's so
that sounds
demeaning.
Like someone who's trying not to be racist, but then is like either a closet racist or, you know, they're a racist person, and they're like, oh, but see, my black friends... Can't you just say friends? Like, my friends over there.
Yeah, right?
Toonami's yeah, probably like, in the why? Position of... I feel Toonami's in the position of they can't be too vague because they'd be verbally abused, and they can't be too direct, which they are, without being verbally abused. Yeah. So it's
they don't have to.
They shouldn't be doing it.
They could just, you know, be like, "Hey, it's Toonami. We're back now. Let's go watch some Naruto." That's all they have to do.
Like, and they would do such a good job doing it.
That's it. That's all they have to do. No controversy, no nothing. What the hell is wrong with these companies?
Yeah.
It'd be the same as if they started getting up and going off about the flat earth theory. I mean,
Avira, I keep saying this. These companies are trying to... they think that by taking a stance, it's going to increase sales or increase viewership or something like that. And it actually does the reverse because people are just tired about hearing about it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So, that's pretty much where we're at the moment, though. As much as I'd say we can, you know, we'd have to keep going, but I think that pretty much sums everything up, though. How cursed was today?
Oh, it's so cursed.
Yeah. It's very cursed.
I think we need to shut off for about 3 days before doing the podcast because, yikes. Or ban the use of
unplug
Twitter.
For a bit.
I think so too. Like, you know, just remember, what world do we live in again?
Clown world.
Clown world.
No.
Yeah, so I think at this point we do need a bit of digital detox for you guys. So to our viewers, yes, and listeners, yes. After listening to this, which, you know, even if you did get through this or not, I recommend, you know, just staying well away from the news section and or even the, you know, all that stuff, Twitter, and just take a deep breath, play some games, spend time with your loved ones, go out for a hike.
Jolt, I just want to clarify something. Play games that were made before 2016, because at least there it seems to be relatively non-political.
Doom 1.
Doom 1.
Do.
Yeah, Doom the oldies 1. Are the best, all right. So, oh, and watch movies before a specific set period of time. Otherwise, yeah, your brain is going to... Your attempt at digital detox isn't going to work.
Find a way to hibernate for 3 days. That sounds a lot better. Just hibernate for 3 days. That's it.
I honestly haven't watched a movie in ages. A proper movie. I haven't watched a proper movie in ages. To be honest.
I guess the best thing I could recommend you, like, if you want something new-ish, I may say, you know, don't watch too new a movie. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. I actually want to watch that. I watched Pikachu, and I wanted to kill myself afterward.
Would you believe that Sonic the Hedgehog is the last movie I saw in movie theaters?
It is for me.
I would not. I wouldn't doubt it. The last movie I actually saw in theaters was Zootopia. It was the last movie I actually ever liked.
I mean, 2016 was
the Marvel movies.
Yeah, well, 2016 was the time I spent the most in theaters. You know, Wendabeast, Utopia, Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun times.
It was the same for me. It was the same for me.
Yeah. So I guess that's our advice. So who'd like to wrap up the show, one by one?
I'll go first. So if you enjoyed the show. In all of its lovely cursedness, find that monkey paw that I dropped like probably 5 years ago because I need the wishes back. I need to like wish this cursed world to like not be cursed anymore.
Oh
Ooh, snap.
Good Simpsons reference. Noble,
are you going to go, Nick?
I just need to be working on more sewing at the moment. Christ.
I think that might be a bit more therapeutical if you were watching the live video version to take your mind off of this cursed mess.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I've got a hard drive full of movies and TV shows.
Careful what you watch.
101 Dalmatians is going to be a lot better for me.
Sounds wholesome. All right, Talon.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, well, thanks, guys. It was actually nice being here today.
Yeah.
But this was actually fun. Now I just got to go and bleach my brain to get rid of all of the cursedness, you know? Get an exorcist in here. Oof.
Actually, I might have to have a sticker fee for that one. I'll send you one after.
Alan, yes.
I can loan you a bottle if you like. I've got plenty here.
Yeah. I'll send you a sticker to exercise you.
Yeah, I'm going to need an exorcist after this. Ugh, it was just...
Avira.
Oh, my good golly bonkers. What a week it has been indeed. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. And just a good word of advice. There is no cock like horse cock.
Oh, no.
Oof. That's a good quote.
Yeah, I mean, I think as I was saying, you know, if they wanted to live out their Saints Row 3 fantasy where they bring out, you know, where they weaponize sex toys, then, you know, what world do we live in again?
Yeah, no, that's perfectly, it's absolutely true. Absolutely
sorry,
true.
But dildos have been done to death.
What about the pocket female anatomy things? Can we do those?
You're talking about a flashlight?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, we could probably do those.
Yeah, there we go.
I know a good supplier. Ugh. Not anime related. Just saying, not anime related. I just know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
You mean it's not going to go inside? It's not going to go inside my female anime girl, Ahego body pillow. How dare you not give me this promise?
No, we'll talk off stream then.
Oh yeah, I'll send you guys the link to the telegrams, and then we're good. So again, yeah, I'd like to remind you guys, you know. Hope you enjoyed this as much as we did in the making of this. Yes, we have to be the ones who, you know, who have to endure through the cursed stuff in the world, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms later down the line. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.